WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
I guess there's only one way to open the show by saying, hey yo. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
A highly anticipated Monday Night Raw for a lot of reasons.
Many of a reason tonight. We're 3 weeks out from WrestleMania, so everyone wants to know their road to WrestleMania, and we'll get to the big angle here in a little bit. But let's clear up some stuff that happened on this show. We had Damian Priest and Finn Balor, one-on-one, good match. You had Austin Theory at ringside. He kind of played some distractions, giving Damian Priest the opportunity to get the win. Good little match. I feel like we're going to get it again here in 3 weeks.
I enjoyed this. They're taking Damian down a darker path, which I like. I wish they would do more, but at least they're doing something.
They're doing something. He had more of the guyliner tonight, I noticed.
Yeah, it's just little touches here and there, but he's leaning more into his dark side and less into, you know, the light.
Omos completely destroyed Commander Aziz.
Yeah, that was a little sad.
Yeah, it's sad is the best way to put it.
I feel a little bad for Commander Aziz, I'm not gonna lie. I actually really like him, but they just, yeah, almost just, like, destroyed him. And it's just, honey, I'm so sorry. It's awful.
Liv Morgan took on Queen Zelina. We had more Corey and Carmella interactions, but Carmella was more focused on this match, though. Liv would get the win, but they're more focused. But there's some tension between Zelina and Carmella, and it's over Corey.
I liked this, but I liked when Seth interrupted better.
Yeah. So we'll talk about whatever Seth is doing and stuff in a few minutes. But Seth came out at this point, right? And and when I think Carmella screamed, and then when Seth got to ringside with this big exaggerated face, Liv runs to Rhea and wants a hug because she's scared of whatever freaky thing Seth is about to do. It was awesome.
She's like, he's scary. I'm going to run away now. Bye.
Bye. The Mysterios beat Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander. You had Miz and Logan Paul at ringside on commentary. And well, they try to get take care of the Mysterios afterwards, but the Mysterios were waiting and ready for Logan Paul and the Miz. They actually cornered Logan Paul 2-on-1 in the ring before Miz got him out of there.
They came prepared. I respect that.
So it's an end of the era, Lindsay.
It is.
Edge has finally retired Metalingus.
For now.
There's no more Think You Know Me. The first time, I think, there's never been that line in his song in...
No, it was there. It was at the beginning.
No.
I heard it.
Did you? I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I heard it at the beginning. It says, you think you know me, but you don't.
But no, the original You Think you know me, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't have the original, that's what the lines
meant.
In there.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The original one is no longer there. It's the first time in forever. He said he insulted the intelligence of fans. He's the benchmark of WWE, and he's better than anyone in this industry, but he hasn't shown that aptitude since coming back. He tried to satisfy the fans, and it made him weak. He realized the fans don't matter to him anymore. It was their fault that Randy Orton injured him, that Seth Rollins got the best of him, and that the Aquaman cosplayer stacked pinned him at WrestleMania. And if that Edge, faced AJ Styles at WrestleMania, that Edge would lose. But Edge wouldn't allow himself to be judged by AJ Styles or anyone else in the locker room. Edge said he would pass the verdicts around here from now on. Edge warned AJ, if he did make it to Mania, you will be judged. He sits on his own perch on the mountaintop, looking down on us now, passing judgment because he's Edge. Good promo.
Great promo.
I like that if they're going to do the heel turn, because last year they tried a heel turn, but it didn't stick. He was like a tweener heel. This time around, going into WrestleMania, he's definitely the heel, and it's going to be his gimmick for a while until he finds the light and gets rid of this darkness or whatever road he's on, because good lord, his in-ring promo is blinding.
Again, he inherited Taker's purple, which is nice. But I think the reason why it didn't work last year was it was just too close to the Edge that we all know and love.
He was still being Edge without, you know...
Yeah, without changing. So this is... They did an extremely drastic change on the character, on the music, on the overall appearance of everything to make you realize and make you understand. This is heel Edge. You will boo him. Even though we probably won't. This is heel Edge. And yeah. I'm digging it so far. I like it.
I'm all good with it.
Again, I'm glad that, like, the hair and makeup ladies got hold of him and they've put product in his hair and he looks good.
Yeah. Should mention the name of the song is The Other Side by Alter Bridge. So, like, we were listening to it. I told Lindsay, it's like, this sounds like Alter Bridge. And in fact, it was.
Once the vocals kicked on, because it's like when you first listen to it, because it has a long intro on it, you're like, okay, all right, I'm liking this. This sounds a lot better than most, like, theme songs that you hear. You know, you're like, all right, all right. Then the vocals hit. It's like, oh, this is professionally done. This is like, not to say that all the WWE themes aren't professionally done, but this is like a band.
Yeah, one's a band, one is in-house music. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a very clear difference between the two. Like, you can hear it. And it's... I like the song. I actually want to hear it without all the noise of wrestling. Mm-hmm. I want to hear it on its own, just to, you know...
It's out there on YouTube. It's easy. It's
easy. Actually understand it.
Yeah, it's easy to find. Bianca Belair took on Doudrop. Good match. Bianca would get the win. But the big thing coming out of it was Becky Lynch came for revenge. She put a whooping on Bianca Belair, putting her head through a chair, and then pulling her by the braid, smashing her into the ring post.
This was vicious.
Yeah.
This was super vicious.
And it needed to be.
Oh, absolutely. Like, if their feud so far is any indication, like, I'm not sure what Bianca did to Becky's voice box to cause it to be like that, but damn. This was like a vicious payback.
I believe it was a braid to the throat was the cause of it.
Ah.
Yeah. So we had the RK-Bro Championship Celebration. You had, you know, balloons and a sign that I thought Riddle did, but that was all, this was all Randy's put together. It would be his 18th WrestleMania because it's the sweetest one, because he's going to show his tag team champions for the first time. He thanked Riddle for having his back. He said Riddle threw the party last time, so he's going to return the favor. He's not great at it. Looked kind of like a scene out of The Office a little bit. Riddle said this was the greatest moment of his life. He knows there were birthday balloons and figures because, you know, it was my birthday 2 months ago. It's only 10 months away. Yeah, you're good. Also, he got popcorn, which is his favorite, and he mentioned some place in Jacksonville. And that's like, no, I got it from the concession stand, so you can see the effort he's putting in. And Riddle's like, I love concession stand popcorn. It's my favorite. And then there's one more gift in a tiny bag, but, you know, I bet you search high and low for this. Wee joke. Street Profits would come out.
They just wanted the smoke.
Yeah. Speaking of, the Street Profits showed up and excited that we're invited to the party. And for Riddle was excited that they were out for the party. It's like, we weren't here for a party. We're here for business. We beat you 3 weeks ago. We want title match at WrestleMania. And Orton's like, we had to go through much just to get a rematch for these titles. And you think you guys can just step in and just do the thing? He's like, no. And the Ford's like, we're done asking. We're saying we're facing you WrestleMania. Orton's like, no one's ever told me what to do in this ring. Not Shawn Michaels, not The Undertaker, not Triple H, or even Vincent Kennedy McMahon himself.
This is all facts.
Orton told Montez Ford that he and his homie should just leave the ring. And they started getting face to face. Riddle intervenes and is like, Randy, we need someone to fight at WrestleMania. Riddle was trying to be the voice of reason, and then Randy's like, all right, we accept. He said next time they were in Jacksonville, they'll throw the Street Profits, and they'll throw a party that wasn't asked. And then Riddle took offense to that, and then, well, Street Profits were going to do their own bit to end, but Warren's like, nope, that's not how it's going to be. We did our line, RKO, bro. Leading to Riddle versus Montez Ford.
This was good. This was very solid. I like the aggression from the Street Profits.
Yeah, I like it. I really liked it. Match was good, too, between Riddle and Montez Ford, but they got interrupted by Alpha Academy's Chad Gable and Otis. So it looks like we're getting a three-way. And nothing wrong with that at all. But Monday Night Raw opened up with Kevin Owens. I want to start the show saying, you know, he was laying out that he was going to WrestleMania. Not only was he going to WrestleMania, but also being the main event on Saturday because his guest on the KO show was the greatest of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He used his very large Canadian brain to come up with the idea of challenging the embodiment in Texas, and, you know, he knew that Stone Cold Steve Austin would accept. Crowd was very pro-USA. He's talking about how Stone Cold was going to open up a can of whoop-ass, one last can of whoop-ass at WrestleMania. But it wouldn't be him, it would be Kevin Owens opening up a nice can of Canadian beer. And I don't even drink beer. But we'll be glad to crack one open after it beats the hell out of Stone Cold Steve Austin. And that's the bottom line. Because KO said so. He then stunned the camera. Which was like, I was wondering why in the promo it was like, they're cutting to weird angles to show the cameraman in the ring because they always avoid it. And then it all made sense. Because they would never cut to that cameraman shot. He was just a prop in the ring.
And he did it well.
He did it fantastically.
We all appreciate your service, sir. Thank you. But this was good. No, this was very, very entertaining. I like this. Kevin was in very rare form tonight. He was owning everything he was doing, which he always does, but this was just, like, top tier.
So Kevin Patrick interviewed Seth Rollins, and Rollins was just staring at him. We go to break. The fans chanted a four-letter word. Cody. Cody. Cody, come back from break. We have the match. Then we're backstage, and Kevin Owens is very excited. Like, he's trying to snap him out of this trance he's in. You know, trying to remind him who he is. You're a visionary. You're the architect. You've done all these things at WrestleMania. You've beaten all these people. You beat Triple H. You beat Brock Lesnar. You beat Randy Orton. You've done all this. You lost to me, but that doesn't matter. Or Owens said maybe he could help Rollins come up with something, and then he figured it out.
A burst of inspiration came to Seth.
He had a vision that he maybe saw in the stars. So Seth Rollins came to the ring, as we mentioned before, scaring Liv Morgan and everyone in his path. And he has a plan for WrestleMania. He wanted his best friend Kevin Owens to come out. And Rollins said, well, you have a talk show at WrestleMania, and maybe I should have one too. If we could do it, bring back the Rollins Report, or freaking speaking with Seth Rollins was one of the names. And he could even have Steve Austin as his guest. And no one's like, this is mine. This not yours. That's silly. This is mine. Go, we need to talk about it. We can't have two talk shows. Rollins even agreed, we can't have two talk shows. So we should have a match. And the winner gets Steve Austin at WrestleMania. Owens is like, no, this is dumb. No. Sonya comes out and is like, I like this idea. And books the match. Kevin would then, when we come back from break, is just yelling at Sonya, like, this makes no sense.
He's like, WTF. What did you do?
So we then get to the main event, which there's a big gap at one point.
Oh, God, there was so much stalling.
There was so much stalling. At one point, they were plugging Steve Austin's beard, and they cut to Kevin in the ring. He's like, I don't care about this beard. I don't care. And apparently, he started yelling about maybe starting his own brand of milk. I didn't catch that part, but that was in the recap. That's funny. And then we finally got to the main event. It took 15 minutes, but we got there. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins, and you just... Seth Rollins is overjoyed about this moment, and Kevin's like, do we really have to, are we really doing this? And the match was slow to start, but it picked up at the end. Fans were getting into it, even though this is awesome chant. So they worked their asses off in the final few minutes of this match. Seth Rollins had a couple close near falls, but in the end, he hit the stunner and the win.
This was super good. This was a fantastic main event. Can't really complain anything about this match at all. And what made it better was the anticipation of, are they going to do it? Are they not going to do it? They've been teasing it inadvertently or, you know, on purpose all night. They were in Jacksonville. I think a lot of people were watching this show because certain people out there are trying to manifest certain things to happen, and then they're going to happen in their own sweet time. So everybody just chill. However, it would have been maybe a little thumbing of the nose to have a certain, you know, star appear.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it. To have Cody show up. Like, to have him show up in Jacksonville.
So, the tease at the end from Corey was, Seth Rollins' dreams were dashed, and he's not going to WrestleMania. Dreams were dashed.
Yeah, they did. They, with the chants and the subtle teases and the commentary, they did a nice job of setting it up. And like I said, there was a lot of anticipation because they were in Jacksonville. And Cody and Brandi were posting pictures from Disney. So it's entirely feasible to get him to Raw. Even if they came back to Atlanta, it's entirely feasible to get him to Raw in Jacksonville. And nobody know that he's there. So I think a lot of people were hoping he would show up on the show. He did not. But that's fine.
I read something and it kind of made sense to me. He may have not wanted to have shown up tonight.
To keep things good, which I think is part of the agreement.
No, not for that. Because of today of days and what happened.
Yes, on this day of days, which we will get to.
Yeah, I think but that also, I think that kind of played into it somewhat.
But also just to keep things good, you know, he did promise to be
cordial,
so he may not have wanted to do it in Jacksonville. It would have been a definitive shot had they done it, but we'll see if he shows up. But yes, there's another reason why he may not have done it, or they may not have done it, or they might not be ready. I'm becoming more and more convinced if he's going to show up, if he signed, that he's either doing it at WrestleMania, the Raw before WrestleMania, or the Raw after WrestleMania.
Though next week in Chicago would be a nice place.
Next week in Chicago would be a good place, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Because if you know, if they put him in front, if they put Rollins in front of the crowd next week on Raw, Chicago will chant. If any place will chant the name, it's Chicago.
It's totally Chicago.
Okay. So, that was Monday Night Raw. A solid effort, given all the circumstances of the day. And we continued pushing the Becky and Bianca story. We continued pushing Kevin Owens' story. And we've advanced the arc of the tag team feud. And, you know, there was no 24/7 stuff tonight, which was fine. Okay. So now we'll talk about it. We're not spending a whole lot of time on it, because that's not what me and Lindsay do. We don't dwell on it. We'll talk about it. Alright, so, yesterday, came out that Scott Hall suffered 3 heart attacks as a result of a blood clot after hip surgery after a fall a few weeks ago. He was on life support, and then it was Kevin Nash put out an Instagram post last night basically informing everyone that once Scott Hall's family arrived that he would be taken off life support. Around 8, at the start of the show, WWE opened up the graphic in memory of Scott Hall, aka Razor Ramon. He had passed away. He was pulled off of life support early in the afternoon. Was off of it for a while, but eventually nature took its course, and he tragically passed away at the age of 63. Sucks. It really, really sucks. Wrestling tragedies suck. Losing people you grew up watching sucks. That's all I got.
This is incredibly tragic. You don't want to lose anybody ever. But this is certainly very, very tragic. And the fact that he had gone in for hip surgery and he didn't come back. And it's been a hard day for everybody, and all the love and support. I think everybody's hearts have been in the right place with it. It's been just a very difficult day, and I hope his family can find the peace and the comfort that they need in this time. I hope his friends can find the peace and the comfort that they need in this time, because this is never easy. Especially considering how young he was. He was only 63.
Yeah.
He still had a lot of life left in him. And it's just, there's no other word to describe it other than tragic. So thank you so much for everything that you did for the business, Scott. Thank you for how much you meant to all of us, for what you gave. I told Rock, just because of his love for the industry, you know, it's a shame that he wasn't able to give back more, because I know that's what he really wanted to do, was to take care of the business that took care of him. So maybe he can watch over all of it from above.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Scott. We'll miss you.
Props to Kevin Owens coming out being the first one. He did the hey yo. He dropped another line through backstage with Seth Rollins. Damian Priest did the Razor's Edge with attacking Finn Balor, a tribute to Scott Hall. So WWE ran a fantastic video package, which is not surprising. It's WWE. They always run fantastic video packages. So yeah. Tragedy sucks, but here we are. With that, I say we wrap up for the night.
I would agree.
So here's the programming lineup. It's Thursday night. It's The Rack live, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk news, notes, NXT, and a discussion of some sort. It may be the tier list this week. We'll figure that out. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio. CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. Fortnite comes before that. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, we'll be back for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Go to YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. There'll be daily WWE 2K22 content at 5 p.m. every single day for the next 3 weeks leading into WrestleMania. So we got some interesting stuff coming up on the YouTube channel. So make sure you like, follow, subscribe. Go to LynnsWard.RackRadioShow.com and do the same thing. Like there, she posts Genshin content every single day, and she'll tell you more about it here in a minute. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit code RocketSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Also, Battle Passes are coming next week for Fortnite, so use the codes.
Yes, use the codes, please. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can go to my YouTube channel, LynnsWard.RackRadioShow.com, or search for Lynn's Ward on YouTube. As Rock said, I post Genshin content pretty much every day. It is the day after stream. It's just the stream VODs, but please check it out. I also have my review of WWE 2K22 up on the site for your viewing pleasure if you would like to view it. Follow the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, if you want to know when I go live for streaming Genshin Impact and Fortnite. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
So this has been the Raw Puff Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We will see you Thursday night live for The Rack. And right back here, every Monday night, for the Raw Puff Show. Live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. And this is the best way to go out. With this. Good night, everybody.
Hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
WildTalkRadio.com.